This is from the Department of Homeland and Security. It's reposted. Now, I broke this story to you yesterday, which means Matt Walsh will get around to it in about 5 weeks. The same government agency. By the by, I have a trivia question for you before I get to this. Who created and in what year the Department of Homeland Insecurity? Your time starts now, Roger. Best of luck. The question is, who created the Department of Homeland Insecurity, and in what year? Ba-da-da. All right, stop that. Who created the Department of Homeland Insecurity, and in what year? No one even attempted to answer the question, so I will provide the answer. That was Tom DeLay, Speaker of the House of Representatives, a Republican from Houston, in cahoots with Darth Cheney and Walker, Texas Bush, 2001. It's almost like that this whole 9/11 thing back then, it's almost like it was used to expand the spyfare state. Oh, miniature plane, we were attacked because we had blue jeans at McDonald's. They hate our way of life. What, Mike, what's your point? Republicans saddled us with DHS. You know what else those jerks created? They created the freaking TSA. Same Congress created this mess. And you know what we were told? And some of us at the time went, hey, whoa, wait a minute, wait. We're going to fight freedom by waging war against our own. We're going to fight for our freedom because they want to take it away by clandestinely waging war against our own citizens. I don't think that's going to work. And that's basically what they've been doing ever since. So this latest announcement, this is just a little, this is an upgrade, because Upgrade going to get his MAGAs. The same government agency that is allowing the southwest border to be overrun by illegal immigrants is warning Americans of a vague and nonspecific terrorism threat to the U.S. homeland. By, note how they use, note the terminology here. Let's make American useful idiots. Let's get them to think about the home. The home. It's all about the home. It's about the homeland. You know where my homeland is? My homeland currently is in St. Tammany Parish, Louisiana, near future. It's in Beauregard Parish, Louisiana, a little strip called Martin Baggett Loop. That's my homeland. That's the hill I'm willing to die on to protect. These people are not talking about my homeland. They are talking about their federal monstrosity, their edifice, their seat at the $6 trillion a year trough. That's what they're talking about. Again, I only cover this so we know that what we're escaping from. By the by, I have some big news from the uponthesrocks.co Congress that I will break to you sometime, maybe later this hour, probably in the next hour, before Kennedy comes on. And then Lori Calhoun joins us in the last hour of the program. She's got a great new essay out. Oh, this is really good. Called The Pharma Revolution is Being Televised. So all that's on tap for you, for y'all today. In a terrorism advisory bulletin issued on February 7th, now I read part of this to you, so you already know. If you were paying attention, you already know some of this. The Department of Homeland Insecurity said the terror threat is not even new. It's just more unpredictable. You gotta wonder for how many decades they are going to be able to trot out the boogeyman that is ISIS, Al-Qaeda, and the threat of terrorism. Especially seeing how when Orthodox Muslims lusting for blood, want to get some, and then communicate that they want to get some all across the United States. The Department of Homeland Security and the FBI, the CIA, and all of them, they can never catch them. They can never stop them. It's always after the fact. You're like, you guys didn't know that the nutbags in San Bernardino were domestic terrorists, because they were, and everyone that knew them knew it, but you guys didn't know? You didn't know that that nutcase in Denver last year or 2 years ago, you didn't know that he was a terrorist? You didn't know that the guy that went to Fort Hood and shot up and killed seven officers on base, who had been telling anyone that would listen to him that he was a jihadist? Isn't it interesting that all of these attacks, all of these assaults by these Orthodox Muslims, actually, no, more Orthodoxy and Muslim EE and stuff, isn't it amazing that they leave digital trails that supposedly the Homeland Insecurity people never see? What about the nutcase in 2006 in Virginia Tech, Cho Sun Hui? That whack job told everyone he was going to shoot the school up. Didn't bring a crackdown from the FBI or even the local police, did it? While the conditions under... Now, this is what they actually say. While the conditions underlying the heightened threat landscape have not significantly changed over the last year, the convergence of the following factors has increased the volatility, unpredictability, and complexity of the threat environment. You see, this radio show and this radio station is actually creating a threat environment. You people that do still use social media and they go on there and rail against the Biden regime and the shamdemic, scamdemic, and the whole thing, you're in that number. As a matter of fact, Alex Berenson was formerly of New York Slimes fame. What did he tweet out? He says, please go, you know, he's not joking. He says, please go on Twitter and refer to me as Sheikh Alex Ben Berenson. He goes, if I'm going to be a terrorist, I want a terrorist name. And I read it and I went, ooh, dude, don't joke like that, Alex. Because, and look, Alex is a lib, but he's one of the libs I kind of like. I like, he's got a sense of humor. He has done some phenomenal reporting on the corona doom. But at the end of the day, he's in the commie camp. He's got a foot in it. But he's joking about that. And I'm going like, they're watching you, bro. As a matter of fact, Berenson, remember the 12 people when Peppermint Zaki came out with the hit list, the assassination list in the first month of the Biden regime? And she said, we've identified 12 bad actors. Berenson was one of the, he's on the list. They're watching him. Don't give him an excuse. He goes, if you're going to make me out to be a domestic terrorist, at least give me a proper name. I suggest Sheikh Alex Ben Berenson. And I went, yeah, I don't think I would. He has another Substack. And are you getting it? Alex, they're reading you, bro. The title is Join Me. Become a terrorist threat. Again, these people play for blood, souls, and keepers.
You're going to get scooped up in the middle of the night by men wearing black.
Or if you watch the first season of Reacher, four guys in white moon suits, space suits. Hashtag terrorist threat. Is that still trending on Twitter? Hashtag terrorist threat. Yes, you get to be a friendly certified terrorist threat. You know, kind of channeling Spider-Man here. No, dude, I'm not a criminal. I'm your friendly neighborhood domestic terrorist. And you over there get to be a federally certified terrorist. And you in the back get to be a federally certified terrorist threat too. Hal, just retweet this message. It's about COVID and it's misleading. See? Says so right on the screen. And then he posts a picture of one of the tweets, before he got banned from Twitter, of one of his tweets. The Twitter said, "This tweet is misleading." So here's how you qualify to be a... See if this... let's see how many terrorists are in the chat room at crusadechannel.com/chat. One, the proliferation of false or misleading narratives which sow discord or undermine public trust in U.S. government institutions. Wouldn't that pretty much describe every actual red-blooded American that doesn't try? I'm from the government. What's the joke from the 1970s that Ronald Reagan used to tell? Who is it? Hi, I'm from the federal government, and I'm here to help. Door slammed shut, right? We're going to resurrect Reagan. We're going to pull Reagan. We're going to exhume Reagan's body and put him on trial because he kind of taught us this distrust.